American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are floods coming, you can bloody well be sure of that. That's absolutely 100% certain. It's like, are they going to be catastrophes for you? Or are you going to ride them out? Just exactly what sort of person are you going to be when that shows up? And that's the right question. It isn't, how are you going to be happy in your life? You know, happiness, you're lucky. That comes and goes like the sun coming out from behind a cloud. But a pursuit? No, the pursuit is, when the damn flood comes, you want to be the person who built the ark.
There are some things in life that are out of your control that you can't change and you're going to live with. The choice that we have, though, is either to give up or keep on going. I want to ask you, what are you going to believe? Are you going to believe in yourself? Are you going to believe everybody else's judgment on you?
Give forgiveness. Many of us do not realize that we cannot grow, that we are blocking ourselves, we are blocking our good in the universe. We're literally standing in the way of the flow of what life has for us, because we haven't learned how to forgive. We haven't learned how to let things go so we can get on with our lives. When we forgive, ladies and gentlemen, it's not for the other person. Oh no, it's for you. It's not for them, not because they deserved it or they earned it. You're forgiving other people. First of all, you've got to forgive yourself.
You are going to get out of your life. You're going to be the most powerful force in the world, I think, is to be consistent with the concepts, ideas, and worth that you hold for yourself. You will get that out of your life, what you will tolerate.
We start to trap ourselves within our own mind. And our mind is this big barrier, this big wall. And once we get to pain and suffering, that wall gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the mind says, it's time to quit.
You create your own reality, and you believe it. I believed mine until it broke apart. Your fears distort your reality. Under the warped logic of fear, anything is better than the uncertain. Fear fills the void at all costs, passing off what you dread for what you know, offering up the worst in place of the ambiguous, substituting assumption for reason. Now, fear is self-realizing. When you face the greatest need to look outside yourself and think critically, fear beats a retreat deep inside your mind, shrinking and distorting your view, drowning your capacity for critical thought with a flood of disruptive emotions. When you face a compelling opportunity to take action, fear lulls you into inaction, enticing you to passively watch its prophecies fulfill themselves.
I strongly believe that as we begin to look toward the future, and that as each day we get up in the morning, whatever you want to do, if you get up in the morning out of a sense of orthos and decide that I am an opening for the universe, that life can work through and use me, as a channel and as an instrument for change. And each day we get up, we make it our personal business to make a difference. How are we going to do it? We don't know, but we know that we can make a difference.
What is this force that is controlling you even now and will continue to do so for the rest of your life? Pain and pleasure. Everything you and I do, we do either out of our need to avoid pain or our desire to gain pleasure. Understanding and utilizing the forces of pain and pleasure will allow you once and for all to create the lasting changes and improvements you desire for yourself and those you care about.
If you break, the fight isn't over. In fact, if you break, the fight is just beginning.
Here's the truth. This is the reality. Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it. The work is going to come before the belief, which means you're going to have to work for a long fucking time by yourself with no applause, with no awards, with nobody telling you good job. And then once you start to build something and people start to see the momentum and they start to see the result and you start doing some things, then you're going to get a little belief. And then what's going to happen is you're going to believe. And then what's going to happen? You're going to go do a little bit more work and a little bit more work. Results are going to come more. More people are going to believe. Nobody fucking believes in you because you haven't done anything yet. That's the reality.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. People change so that you can learn to let go. Things go wrong so that you can learn to appreciate them when they're right. And sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together.
And for most people, they think they rise to the occasion. When it hit, I'm gonna be ready. No, you don't rise to the occasion. You revert back to your training.
Get up before the sun. Be ready to attack. Yes, that means get up early. This will be hard at first, but it will become normal. And once you are accustomed to it, early rising is guaranteed to make your day better. So get after it.
It's like that quote that says, everybody wants to win, but everybody doesn't have the will to prepare to win. It was no longer about what do you want. Now it's about what are you willing to go through in order to get it. Everybody want it.
Whenever you feel negative or unhappy about anything, you say, wait a minute, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for my life. I'm responsible for what happened. I can't change the past. So I'm not going to spend a second worrying about the past. I'm going to become so busy working on my future and my goals that I don't have time to think about the past.
Leasing comes from scarcity and fear, self-loathing and insecurity. If they don't like me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Then I'm not enough. Well, you know, any great genius, the great women and men of the world stood alone, even if they were an army of one. If you look at the great producers of the planet, they were ridiculed before they were revered. You can change the world or you can be liked by everyone. You don't get to do both.
When you know within yourself that there's something you want to do, and I believe that all of us were born with a purpose, that all of us have something that we are supposed to do, that all of us have some goodness within us, and that goodness gives us a responsibility to manifest our greatness. And when you know that, you can feel it in your guts, and you know that you're deliberately operating below your potential, you've gotten comfortable, you stop expanding, you stop stretching, you stop challenging yourself. Let me share something else with you. Not only is it possible for you to have your dream, but it's necessary. It's necessary that you have it, that you work on it, that you develop yourself, that you go for what is yours in the universe.
People wonder, well, what's the meaning of life? Like, what's it all about? What justifies the suffering and the misery and all of that? It's like, well, that's what justifies it. It's like you put yourself up against that. You think, okay, with all of this pushing against me, how much can I push back? Could I move the horror an inch back with all the strength that I have at my disposal? Man, and the answer to that is, yeah, you can. It makes you better with regards to yourself, but it also makes the world a better place.
So when it comes to your life, when are you going to stop saying easier said than done and start saying, no matter how impossible it may seem, no matter how many people doubt me, no matter how many failures I run into on this journey of success, I'm going to get it done. That's the mindset that you have to have. Stop thinking about all the reasons why you can't do it and find the one reason why you can, why you have to, why you should. Start taking responsibility over your life. What would your life look like if you took full responsibility over your life? And you have a choice in this life. You can make moves or you can make excuses.
And if you're not careful, you will allow situations in this life to cloud your perspective. And you will allow moments in this life to take away the hopes and the dreams of tomorrow. Failure, it's not final, it's formative, it's part of the journey. If you don't ever fail. No, failure is fuel for your future.
No matter how many people have hurt you, right, the pain might not be your fault, but the healing is your responsibility. The setback might not be your fault, but the comeback is your responsibility. What happened to you happened to you. It doesn't have to be your whole story. You're literally a choice away from a new beginning. A choice, that's it. And a commitment away from a new life. Accept and change. Accept what's happened and then change your life from it.
What idea are you sitting on? Write your ideas down. And then, once you get that idea, take the lead. Take the lead. See, a lot of people get the ideas and just walk around with it. Take the lead. See, it's out here in the universe. If you don't take the plunge, I guarantee you, somebody else will. Take the plunge. Go into action. And ladies
When you're an adult, you have to parent yourself. Here's the rub. You're never, ever, ever, ever going to feel like doing the things you need to do in order to have what you want. You're always going to need to push yourself. You're always going to need to parent yourself.
I believe you're happiest not when you're watching TV. You're not happiest when you're playing with your apps. You're not happiest when you're looking for likes. You're not happiest when you're fooling around. You're happiest when you're growing.
You're not your past. You don't have to be your past. You're not the mistakes that you made. Just because you made mistakes doesn't mean you are one. But you have to make that choice to own it.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Your imagination is the evidence of things not seen. You know why they say it's not seen? Because your imagination, you are the only one who can see it. So you know what that means? All that stuff you've ever imagined, it's just been God showing you a preview of a coming attraction he has for you. The problem with your imagination is you tell it to the wrong people.
Confidence is arrogance under control. But this is what you should be careful of. Don't you ever cross that line into arrogance. Because arrogant people stop growing, arrogant people stop developing, because arrogant people think they have arrived. Be as confident as you can be without crossing the line into arrogance.
You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore before you decide to be happy.
Staying loyal to what you said you were gonna do long after the mood you said has left you. That's commitment. So when it's inconvenient to do so, are you still gonna do so? When it gets real, are you still gonna stay loyal to what you said you were gonna do?
Yeah, go here. Go to that dark place. I call it the dark room. Where you're alone. No cell phones, no music, no TVs, no computers. You by yourself. Very few people want to be alone anymore. They want to be around noise and people, and they have to, you can't think. Shut life off for a little bit. Go to a dark place in your mind and figure out what the fuck you want to be. You don't know what you want to be because you haven't spent time, real time with yourself. Spend time with yourself. And once you find that passion, that purpose, your goals, your purpose, everything will just start lining up.
But is a dream killer. That a lot of things that we want to do, a lot of places we would like to go, a lot of things we would like to experience, and we just stop at but. But is an argument for our limitations. And when we argue for our limitations, we get to keep them.
What if the truth is that changing your life is one away? One decision, one meeting, one conversation, one extra phone call, one extra rep in the gym. You start stacking up those one more. That's the separator. In life, we don't get our goals. We get our standards.
Your biggest enemy is you. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you.
I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not gonna do me like this no more.
You need an antidote to suffering, and it has to be deep. And no, deep moves you tectonically, and it's not a trivial thing. But that's better than happiness. And maybe if you're lucky, while you're pursuing that and while you're immersed in it, you get to be happy. And you should fall on your knees and be grateful for that when it happens. You know, it's a gift. It really is a gift. But you aim to climb uphill to the highest peak you can possibly envision. And that's That's better than happiness.
See, but will cause you to procrastinate. But will cause you to hide out behind fear. But will cause you to come up with all type of excuses that you can validate your inaction and not acting on your dream.
And most people fail those 1 second. And then that 1 second leads to 20 years, 30 years, 40 years of... And that's where people start to lose it. Because now I realize that in that 1 second, I go through all that. I know how it's gonna feel because I failed so many times before. Failure is the ultimate thing, man. I failed so many times before. That's why I don't look at failure anymore as failure. I look at it as my first, second, third attempt.
There's a power to one more. When you start stacking up those one mores, not only have you put more contacts out into the universe, but you start believing, I'm doing something most people aren't willing to do. I'm fixing to get something most people aren't gonna get.
The shortcut is a lie. The hack doesn't get you there. And if you want to take the easy road, it won't take you to where you want to be. Stronger, smarter, faster, healthier, better. Free. To reach goals and overcome obstacles and be the best version of you possible will not happen by itself. It will not happen cutting corners, taking shortcuts, or looking for the easy way. There is no easy way.
A good human being, a fulfilled human being, doesn't need to break anyone down. All they do is want to build you up. So anybody you meet that calls you out of your name, that bullies you, that messes you up, that makes you feel not lifted, they are dealing with something deep-rooted.
There's a beautiful piece of Zen wisdom that's been shared for thousands of years. And what it says to us is this, that we don't realize that half the time, the thing that's weighing us down, the thing that's holding us back, is what we're holding on to. What part of your mindset are you going to leave behind today? What part of it are you going to say, you know, I might need to leave that behind. I might need to let go of that. That doesn't serve me anymore.
Yeah, we all are great. We all should think that we're great. There's no reason for you to not think that you're great. If you don't think you're great, ask yourself why. Why don't you think the highest of yourself?
Welcome every human experience. You never know which one is going to turn it all on. Even the bad experience. Sometimes from the bitterest experience comes the greatest awakening. So let down the barriers, take down the walls. The same wall that keeps out disappointment keeps out happiness. Let life touch you. Don't let it kill you, but let it touch you.
There is no easy way. There is only hard work, late nights, early mornings, practice, rehearsal, repetition, study, sweat, blood, toil, frustration, and discipline. Discipline, the root of all good qualities, the driver of daily execution. The core principle that overcomes laziness and lethargy and excuses. Discipline defeats the infinite excuses that say, not today, not now, I need a rest, I'll do it tomorrow.
Every challenge that you are facing, it belongs to your journey. It is part of your journey.
There are times where you're going to go after things, goals, dreams, aspirations, and it will seem foolish to everyone around you. If you find yourself in that space, you're in the perfect place. Because you should be dreaming big enough that those who are around you have never heard of it. That lets you know that you've got a niche, you've got a moment, you've got a sliver of life that you should occupy. Because there, other people aren't willing to go. There, you'll find there's no crowd.
When you're working on something you want to achieve, you have got to stand up to that voice. You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. According to your level of belief, it will manifest itself in what you're doing.
I want to tell you something, man. You are unbreakable. Like, realize this truth. You are unbreakable. Broken is a mind state. It's a mindset. It is not your identity. It is not who you are. I don't care what people try to tell you. I don't care what people try to give you. I don't care how people treated you. Realize that you're a warrior. You're unstoppable. You're unbreakable. You can't break what can't be broken. So stop thinking you're a broken person.
Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you.
Today, I'm taking scalps. I'm putting the pressure on. I'm the aggressor. I'm on the attack. Will not stop.
It's decide, commit, and resolve. Some of you, in the past, you've gotten momentum. You've gotten passionate. You've even made a decision. But a decision is the first step. Decision is like a war. I gotta do this or that. All right, I'm gonna make myself do this. But commitment is when you now, after you've decided, you commit to do this for the long term. Whether it's hard or easy, doesn't matter. You're doing this. It takes it from this moment and it carries it into the future even when things are difficult.
Don't be alarmed, don't be afraid, don't step back. Keep going. Because as you keep going, you will find that there are people who are waiting to hand a mantle to you, to sow into your life, to give you something, to tell you that you can keep going, to encourage you so that when you take a next step, you'll find that there's another layer. Life is like that. Every step is like a ladder. You go up one rung and you realize that you're okay. You can keep going.
Rationalizing. Stop making excuses. Stop telling yourself little watered down assessments of where you're really at. Tell yourself the truth so that you can get where you want to go. You can be who you want to be. You can be who you should be. Who you should be when you do what you know you should do. When you pay attention to the little things. When you implement discipline. True and unflinching and unmitigated discipline in your life. When you stop, when you look for weaknesses to work on, when you allow no easy excuses. And all that starts when you stop lying to yourself. That's when you can become who you know you should be.
I'm worried about the fact that if you continue to do this, if you continue to tell yourself, I don't know what I want, I can never have it, I tried, it's hard, it's not going to work out for me. If you are the one that is against your big dreams in life, that is the reason why you're unhappy. That you are the single biggest, loudest voice for why you can't have what you deserve. That is the source of misery.
So what do you have? You have your faith, you have your family, you have your facts. The fact is, as long as you don't quit, you haven't lost. The fact is, if you can keep investing in you, the return on investment will come. If you'll keep going, you'll find that it's not lonely at the top. There are people who are waiting to celebrate you for arriving. You don't need the opinions of tons of people. Ignore all that. You need a few good people that have surrounded you, that believe in you. Don't give up. Don't turn back.
Because the fact is, I don't care how long you've worked on your dreams, how long you've avoided your dreams, how long you've been scared of your dreams, how long you've downplayed your dreams, those dreams are still very much alive inside of you. You're not supposed to be small. You're not supposed to be arguing against your dreams. Let other people do that. You're the one who's supposed to have the biggest and the loudest and the brightest voice when it comes to the matter of your dreams.
And that means you gotta stop thinking about it and stop dreaming about it. Just start doing it.
Resolve means it's done. It's like, it doesn't even if you took action, it's done inside you, so it's done out there. There's no question whatsoever.
You got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective, telling yourself every day, here I go again. And I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
Take that first step and make it happen. Get after it. And get after it here and now.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.